It's rehearsal time. Jennifer, you ready to rehearse?
Ready to rehearse. What do I
ready.
Do?
Ready.
Yeah. Enter stage right or left.
Start talking. I never got that concept. Is it always, there's a tradition of coming on the stage from one side, not the other, right?
Yes.
When you're doing a play, it's supposed to be stage right and you exit stage left, right?
Yes.
Right, left, left, right.
Enter right, right, exit left.
Oh.
Exactly.
It sounds like, let's do left. Right, left.
But see, I always got confused because is it the audience's right and left, or is it your right and left as a performer?
That's a very good question.
Thank
very
you.
Astutely asked, too, man.
I know. Yeah. Everything's subjective.
Yes. Join the good day, gang. Jennifer Horn is here, along with Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden. No, McFadden's not here today.
He's at Jazz Fest.
He's in New Orleans.
Okay.
Nolens.
Forget about him. Meanwhile, the items of interest that are before us and before you, we could have a contest sometime. I don't know that... Now wouldn't be a good time to have a contest. 888-302-3684. What do you think is the number one, the most important story of the day from your perspective? What news nugget can you... You could be the news reporter for the Doug Stephan Good Day program just by simply dialing 888-302-DOUG and report in. It could be sort of a contest. You want to do that? The most important story of the day for you or of the week? Is it the usual stuff? Or is there something going on in your town, in your community, that makes for big news if people would be interested? After all, remember, all the stories have to start someplace. They don't come from the moon. Well, I guess they did when the Apollo...
Some of the breaking news does, yes.
Like the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie.
That's amore.
That is. All right, so let's see here what's going on. Michael Jackson's wrongful death trial, the fact that he... was a drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Went to 46 doctors to try to get them to write prescriptions. You know that?
I did not know that.
46 doctors to get him to write prescriptions for him.
It's funny because people always knew something was off about Michael Jackson, but I don't think people had any inkling to the fact that he had such addiction issues.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so didn't Kenny, we hear earlier on, there was an allegation that he's not the father for... two of the three children he has?
Yeah, we did hear something about that, but I know that they're trying to throw lots of stuff out there to get the family to back off.
Right. So $42 billion suit?
Right.
Yeah, right. Good luck with that. All right, so also, the big deal today, if you're in Arkansas listening to this program, I think we have three or four affiliates down in Arkansas, you're getting snow! And the big news, Jennifer, is that this has never, ever, ever happened before.
No snow in Arkansas
never,
in May, huh?
Ever, ever, except...
Cool, we should take pictures then.
Well, the weather records only go back to the 1880s. That's number one. So likely it snowed there in 1873, but nobody knows it. To say it's never snowed in May in Arkansas before is kind of like saying there's never been a fly on the butt of an elephant. It's really, or the butt of a cow, if you will.
I would take you to task. I think there has.
Been a fly on the butt of an elephant or...
And a cow.
And a cow, yeah.
Or snow in Arkansas in May.
I don't know.
Well, if you look back over history, we all know the 4.5 billion years approximately this Earth has been rolling around the sun. There has bound to have been some snow in Arkansas in May at one point in time.
It has been a weird weather year, though, so far.
Well, it depends on how you define it.
But it's a part of the cycle. I mean,
it is.
It's not weird if
you understand the cycle. Thank you. You're right.
But it has been strange because it was kind of a dry, warm winter, and then all of a sudden all this late winter weather came for us in L.A.
Wasn't dry.
It was very cold, but we hardly got any rain. It would sprinkle a lot, but we never got any rain.
Yeah,
and now it's 90.
It wasn't the warmest winter, I will tell you that. My winters in California have been pretty consistent, and most of the time there has been rain in January and February and been a little chilly, but certainly a lot better than what's back here on the farm during those months. But I will also tell you that we've had more snow here, at least in my neck of the woods, than for a long time, since the 1970s, I think, late 1970s. And then the debate over global warming, which becomes so ridiculous when you listen to some of these arguments of people on both sides. It's asinine to think that this is all the whole problem is coming from us burning fossil fuels. Is some of the problem? Yep. Is it all based on what has been historic? Nope. So both sides, I guess you could say, are either right or wrong, because there is no such thing as an absolute here, because you don't know. Nobody was around writing the history of the planet 4.5 billion years ago. But are we doing things to alter? You can make that argument. But there also is a reason to believe that the Earth just goes through this cycle, as you've said, Jennifer. It goes around and around. And but I find these this discussion of global warming is so old, so tired, so trite. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't go anywhere. Hey, what's new? Anything? Have you heard any new arguments?
Never new. No.
Yeah. So why are we talking about it?
I don't know, because you brought it up.
Oh, I did.
Because it's snowing in Arkansas.
It's snowing in Arkansas, and it's May.
There we go. Ta-da! I'm looking at that. Let's see here. Sunnyvale, California, be 88 today. Let's see here. Tiffin, Ohio, will be 76 today. And here
he
on the
hit
farm.
100 yesterday in Los
really?
Angeles, yeah,
ah,
in the valley.
Nice. 61 on the farm in Framingham. 14 past the hour. Let me take a minute or two to talk to you about fish oil. How many people are taking fish oil that leaves a fishy aftertaste, nasty fish burps that go along with taking the stuff that you buy in the store, Costco, for example? I don't want to do that. So that's why I have taken the opportunity to spend a moment to inform you. And I don't know why, by the way, if you're not on a fish oil capsule, you ought to be. No matter what your age, this is perfect stuff for your system, your joints, your heart, everything. But the reason that some of the fish oil capsules leave the unpleasant after effects is this. The standard supermarket or drugstore fish oil is actually an alcohol molecule. That's why it's hard on your stomach, causes those nasty burps. Thankfully, you're happy to have me tell you about the option, the better option, Vitality Fish Oil Capsules. I take them every day. No fish burps for me, and none for you when you take Vitality Fish Oil. It has a natural triglyceride, which is like eating salmon, easy to digest and absorb. It is the best. So, Vitality Fish Oil Pills, equal, by the way, to five standard supermarket brand fish oil pills in terms of what you get for quality and quantity. And there are no burps, no aftertaste. Right now, Solana Health, which is the maker of Vitality Fish Oil, offering a 30-day free trial so you can find out for yourself that you get the benefits of fish oil without the fishy aftertaste. You need to be taking a fish oil supplement. You really do. Everybody does. Kenny, do you take one?
I do take one, actually.
All right. Jennifer, you take one?
Yes, sir.
All right. Vitality Fish Oil wants you to try a 30-day supply of their fish oil capsule so you can see for yourself. There's no fishy aftertaste. There's no burping. And all you have to pay is shipping and handling. That's it. Call 888-809-6424. I think I've made a pretty good case here. Don't you think I made a pretty good case?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Here we go.
I'm in.
888-809-6424 or visit cardiol.net/Doug. Shipping and handling is it. No more fish burps. 888-809-6424 or visit cardiol.net/Doug for your free 30-day trial of Vitality Fish Oil. 888-809-6424. You probably ought to get on this right now while you're thinking about it.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Celebrate Me Time tip from Stouffer's Single Serve Meals. Important to take a few breaks from whatever you're doing every day. How about walking around the block or your yard? Relax. Breathe in some fresh air. You'll be surprised how this bit of me time will truly help to recharge your battery as well as refuel your mind. Make sure to keep listening for more tips like this from our friends at Stouffer's Single Serve Meals.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword. Our house was a castle. It was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Proper selection of replacement tires for your Buick is crucial to maintaining optimal safety, performance, and efficiency. Consideration must be given to vehicle type, weight, and
some music.
Sure. And driving environment. Critical specifications impact.
Oh, I love this. Turn it up.
Impacting overall operation of the vehicle, including ride and handling at. Never mind.
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. Get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
19 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Hello, Jennifer Horn and Doug and Kenny. Kenny, so what are you following on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Good Day, and at the Twitter thing? It's interesting because I always want to twist these two around.
Twitter
at
Facebook.
Good Day. Yeah,
oh.
I don't know why I want to do that. But
I don't know.
All right, so anyway, what's the scoop?
Well, we were talking earlier about that. There was a bill in Michigan that looks to take welfare benefits away from parents whose children habitually skip school.
Great idea.
So we asked if parents should lose benefits based on their children's behavior, and Alex says yes, that the responsibility for children should lie with the parents, and Debbie adamantly says no.
Really?
I
for what
I
reason?
Maybe because the kids
reason.
Will punish the parents somehow, maybe?
Yeah. I find that more often than not, women don't answer questions you ask them. Have you ever noticed that?
Hey, watch it, buddy.
Kenny, have you
watch
ever noticed
it, pal.
Huh? Ask your question, you get no answer.
Sometimes they answer with another question.
Right. That's what my mother told me, to never answer a question with a question. But she must have been the only one, because everybody else I get involved with, especially in the current situation, I ask a question and it gets turned around. Wow, what about this? And no, I don't. Never mind. What about that? What about this? So anyway, it's interesting. The Bombers, by the way, later on in the hour, and we have some comedy coming up. Just a matter of moments here on Good Day.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, It may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
You probably are listening to Janet Jackson. I don't know whether you are.
We are not, but no. You might be.
Folks, the important people are listening to Janet Jackson, and it brings me back around to thinking about the Michael Jackson. Okay.
Let's talk about that lawsuit. You want to?
No. I think what we do is we visit the late night shows and see if we can hold our breath at 25 past the hour. We always have during this portion of this hour some of the excerpts from the monologues of the late night shows. Conan O'Brien, Jay Leno, David Letterman, and Jimmy Fallon.
I love this story. In New York, true story, I'm not making this up, the owner of an ice cream truck called Snow Cone Joe was arrested for allegedly stalking his rival truck, Mr. Ding-a-ling. That's true. Yeah. It's been called the saddest turf war ever. I cannot tell. Yeah. I love the idea of him stalking him in a truck that makes a ringing sound.
It also sounds like a really good professional wrestling match.
I know.
Snow Cone
Either way, I'm into it.
Ding-a-ling.
Here's a story that's been picked up everywhere. You probably saw this on your local news. Seems a New Hampshire man said he was conned by a traveling carnival and lost his life savings, $2,600, on a ball toss game. Remember those ball toss games? Imagine how he got conned at a ball toss game. Now he knows how every Laker fan feels. Now you know. Now, exactly. Exactly. Anyway, the guy is now suing to get his money back, and there's now talk of a plea bargain. In fact, today the carnival said he could choose anything from the bottom shelf. Anything from the bottom shelf.
You have the smartphones. You can get, like, apps and stuff for your smartphone. There's one now. You put it on your phone, your iPhone, and it will allow you to give yourself a physical.
Okay.
You get the app, you download the app, and it will give you a... Now, honestly, do you really want your cell phone saying, turn your head and cough? Do you want that from your cell phone? No, you don't. I don't want that from cell phone. But it's... the physical you get from your app on your cell phone is just like going to the doctor. It's so real, it actually makes you wait for 20 minutes in your underpants.
That's very real. Realistic. Yeah.
Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad is in big trouble, you guys. He was arrested this week for threatening to expose some sensitive government secrets.
Ooh.
You could tell that it was serious because his bail was set at 200 goats. That's what he said.
That's
serious.
Yeah.
That's what he said. Well, I mean, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, so he's arrested. He claimed that he has evidence that their elections were rigged.
Mm.
When authorities asked him to prove that votes were rigged, he was like, I'm president, right? I mean, I'm telling you, this is really trust me, man.
Okay, so those are a lot better than yesterday's. Funny how these things vary from day to day.
Yeah.
Jay Leno is the only one who's really consistent, I think, of all of these. At any rate, so a little fun, a smile on your face. Hi to our friends listening in Seattle. Hello to the folks in Dallas and around Texas listening to the Good Day program as we continue the bomber and the plans that have come out of the folks that the FBI found through arresting these three friends, the computer that had all the plans. And if you haven't heard what the plans were, we'll have that for you in a few moments, 28 after the hour now, and good day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. There's actually some good news and helpful resources when it comes to traveling with and without your pet. For some dog owners, there's good news on the airline front. United Airlines removed its embargo on allowing pit bulls and eight other breeds from flying. Public support convinced the airline to change its policy. Now all nine of these breeds are allowed to fly in reinforced crates. Then there's the question of where to stay once you get there with your pet. It's not always easy to find pet-friendly places, which is where sites like Pet Hotels of America come in handy. The site lists hotels as well as pet-friendly parks, kennels, and events. Now, if you're planning to leave your dog behind, you may be able to skip the kennel altogether. A new service called Dog Vacay allows you to leave your best friend with local residents while you're out of town. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
I'm Jim Furyk, 16-time PGA Tour winner. Whether with my family, I make sure MedJet is there with me. It's priceless peace of mind. MedJet.
As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, your membership includes medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. With membership starting at $99, you don't have to be a tour pro to travel like one. Visit MedJetRadio.com to get your membership today.
At Hotels.com, we've got thousands of deals for every occasion. Father's Day? We've got a deal that day. Earth Day? Hotels.com has you covered. Your mom's dog's cousin's birthday? Chances are we've got a deal that day, too. But we'll check with legal. And low prices, we've always got those. Because Hotels.com is always making sure we've got the best deals for you every day.
And now through May 20th, save up to 30% on your favorite San Francisco hotels. Book now only at Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Friday, and the things that you need to know today, the best stories of the day here on Good Day. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler, working to help the folks in Huntsville, Alabama. I don't know what we're having. I don't know. Did anybody hear what I just said? Or
I did, sir.
Starting it? Okay. Madison, hello. Eau Claire, hello.
Hello.
Chattanooga,
hello.
Hello. Jackson, hello.
Hello.
Shreveport, hello.
Hello.
I know. For those of you who are wondering why we're chuckling, there seems to be a technical problem.
A snafu.
What I'm hoping is that everybody can hear us. And now we're saying off the air, but what we're...
If not, Doug, this is the best show you've ever done
it
for
probably
me, personally.
Is. Yeah,
thank you.
Right, yeah, exactly. All right, so what is... I can hear Kenny coughing in the background, so it can't be...
It's a good sign.
Huh? Is that Kenny, can you hear us?
Breaker, breaker, 1-9.
Right. Give me my,
can you hear me, good buddy? 10-4.
My tin can and a string that connects us to everybody will be fine. So the Boston Bombers, the brother and brother, the three friends of the younger brother, all this is the plots thicken. This is the first time this, we're going to hear Michael now talk to everybody. Anyway, the story of what they were planning has come out as a result of what they found on their the computer.
Computer, sure. Right. They got that computer now.
So it looked like they were going to try for July 4th, but good news.
How American of them. And they decided to go early. Thanks,
well, because
guys.
They got the bombs all set. Why wait?
Yeah, pressure cooker ready to go.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Let's commit suicide earlier. So the older brother, who was killed in the shootout, they're going to release today what he died from. Died from?
Let me help you. Gunshot wounds, and then his brother drug him for a block with his car.
Yeah. Well, but it's important for us to know that,
right? That'll do it. Yeah, exactly.
Why is it important for us to know how this guy died? Who
you know,
cares?
I think they almost have to release it because there are conspiracy theorists out there who say that he's actually not dead. He's still alive.
Oh.
He was hired by the FBI. So they probably want to give the details into his death, I would imagine.
All right.
Didn't somebody claim the body, too?
Yeah, the funeral home has taken the body up to North Attleboro, which is a suburb north of Boston, and they had to have a police escort because people were threatening to blow up the hearse.
I was going to say, do you get a funeral after all of that? I don't know.
What's the point?
I mean, just, you know, do what you got to do. Get rid of them, but yuck.
Meanwhile, the father of one of the teenagers arrested for allegedly helping the younger brother cover his tracks has said his son had no idea his friend had violent intentions.
Here's a hint. When your friend says, I know how to make a bomb and I'm making one, that might be an indication you can't take it lightly.
The friend says that this young boy didn't seem like a violent sort. He was 100% naturalized American, loved America, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So what happens to these three? They may be charged with making false statements to the feds. They could go to jail for 4 years. Depends on what information they can get out. And they're trying to... these guys are probably... Right? They're not conspiratorial at all.
Well, they went through, though, after they realized it was him. They went back into his room and took out all of his stuff.
Really?
I mean, that's the charge.
Yeah, it is. You're right.
And so, I mean, if they were I would say if they maybe thought he was just playing around, or if it was just that they had heard him talking about it beforehand, mm-hmm. maybe I'd give him a pass. But the fact that they actually made an effort to go into his room and take out the computer and the Vaseline and the empty fireworks shells, that kind of makes you a conspirator, I would say.
There was Vaseline there?
Yeah.
Wow.
Why are you acting like that? They do. I don't know why they use it, but they use it for some reason. I guess that's how to take their fingers off.
You know anything about the power of intention?
Yes.
All right. This is something. Wayne Dyer is big into this, but he's not. There have been a lot of people who have been the last 10, 12, 14 years working on certain philosophies of why you are the way you are, or what happens with you or to you is a result of whether you make plans or you don't. Things are going to happen because stuff happens. So I was just working on my power of intention, given the fact that we have a few strange things happening.
Hadn't noticed.
Little
Go
bug
ahead.
Here and a little bug there.
Right.
So my intention is that we will develop and create and have the best Friday program you can find anywhere on the radio. How's that?
Success. I like that.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to do that. And meanwhile, Joe's in Vero Beach listening to WTTV.
He's going to play with us.
He has an idea. Remember I said we had a little contest here at 888-302-3684. Obviously, Joe heard that. So at least I'm getting through. Am I coming through loud and clear, Joe? Or is
yes,
everything okay?
Yes.
You can hear me. All right.
I can hear you. I hope you can hear me.
I can hear
we
you
can
wonderfully
hear you.
Well. You okay. Sound like Phil Rizzuto.
No.
Holy cow!
I'm Joe Matarano.
That's not what I'm suggesting, Joe. I'm just saying you sound like Phil Rizzuto.
Oh, Phil Rizzuto, yeah. Well, I'm maybe older. I'm 91 now, and Phil Rizzuto was a famous Yankee player.
And he's also an announcer.
I'm not famous, and I wasn't a Yankee player.
Right. Until today, now you're famous.
But being in Vero, you could have been a Dodger.
Yeah.
You're right. You and I and Jim Davis, well, we started off to go to a game many years ago. But anyway, the reason I'm calling, history repeats itself, and except that once in a while there's a twist in a story. In 1959, I had the pleasure, call it honor, to be the greeter when Princess Beatrix of the Netherlands came to New York State to celebrate the 350th anniversary of the exploration of the Hudson by the Dutch.
Really?
So, ironically, she became queen because her mother... abdicated. Her grandmother had abdicated and given the throne, the monarchy, to her mother. And now, for the third time in succession, a queen of the Netherlands has abdicated. But the twist in the story is this time she abdicated to a son. So this time we have a king of the Netherlands,
mm-hmm.
and I thought it was a unique twist in history of what goes around comes around.
Mm-hmm. So for you, that's the big story, the most important story of the week, because it had an impact on
it's
you.
It's a good one, yeah.
Yeah, it is. Thank you.
Because in fact, I'm going to see Jim later today. I'll give him some pictures of dating back to 59 when she came. Highlanders across the way from Poughkeepsie. And I'll give them to Jim, or I'll get your address from Jim and send you some of that history.
All right, Joe. Thank you. Nice to hear from you. 888-553 is not the right number. I have all these new numbers that I have to use for various programs. 888-302-3684 gets you to Doug Steffen and the Good Day Gang. Coming up, the FBI announces the first first female to make the most wanted list.
Yes, equality, after
yeah,
all.
Right. Well, I mean, mm-hmm. this country.
Even women can be nasty.
Right. And they may go to jail. This woman may even get the death penalty. We'll find out who she is and what she did in a moment here on Good Day.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at turntohelpnow.com. At turntohelpnow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to turntohelpnow.com today.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger is basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more. So you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
When our veterans return home, the challenges they face vary. With family and friends to support them, some make the transition pretty easily, but for some, the challenges are daunting. For those veterans that need support, there is the Purple Heart Service Foundation. Without their involvement and strong organizational mission, some veterans would slip through the cracks, and that's just not acceptable. I know my listeners support the Purple Heart Service Foundation. It's evidenced in your donations, but I'd like to challenge each of you to remember they need your support, not once, but ongoing. Be a part of helping veterans get the care they need by texting to donate. Text PURPLE to 20222 to donate $10. Just $10 can make a huge difference. Text PURPLE to 20222. Text and data rates may apply. Or you can call 877-743-1631 to donate. That's 877-743-1631. Cash or credit card donations are accepted. All donations are completely tax deductible. Or you can visit them online at purpleheartcars.org. That's purpleheartcars.org. Please donate today.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
As we transition through the day, it's a 15 and a half for the hour. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn. Somewhere Ken Kessler's out there in the ethos. Beautiful, sunny. I was thinking this yesterday at this very same time, which seems like only a few seconds ago.
Yeah.
That beautiful sun was coming through the window here.
You were taken with it yesterday.
I was.
For sure.
It was a very romantic a sort of a feeling of being waking up in a room with a beautiful view and the bright sun coming in. It just had a great feel to it. All right, let's get to some of the items that are in the list of... This is a program in part about lists, things that are easy for people to understand. People don't want to have to work too hard at understanding what's going on in the world. So we put together, compile a list of important stories every day, and they're often...
The what you need to know list.
Right, exactly. And on the top 10 list, the FBI announces they are adding Joanne Cherismard to the most wanted terrorist list, making her the first woman to make the list ever. She's wanted for killing a New Jersey state trooper 40 years ago.
Wow.
She was convicted of the crime, sentenced to life in prison. She escaped in 1979 with the help of the Black Liberation Army and has been evading the law ever since. She apparently fled to Cuba, changed her name. The Justice Department announced a doubling of the reward to $2 million. Why? Okay, yeah, so she killed a trooper.
Long time ago. She's been gone
since 1970. Why now is this name and this circumstance on the list? Anybody know?
I don't know. I wonder if it was some kind of anniversary or something. There must have been some reason.
Yeah, well, I'm figuring it out. All right, let's see. What else have we got here? The folks in Bangladesh are still trying to figure out what happened. The building collapsed. 500 people were killed. And the fellow who owns the building is probably going to be put to death. That's how they do things over there. Let's see here. The U.S. is rethinking its position on arming Syria's rebels. The defense secretary says that it's among the options that are under consideration, but that doesn't mean that they'll do it. Don't you love that? It's an option. We're not saying we're going to do it, but we may do it.
We're talking about it.
Yeah. I don't think we should be involved in Syria. Am I too close-minded?
The only reason why I feel like we have to be is that, you know, consistency with genocide, we stand against it, and this is becoming a situation that's worse than a lot of other situations that we put ourselves into, and I just feel like you can't pick and choose whose life is more important. Not that I want us to go in. We have a lot of problems of our own that we need to fix. I get that. But I just feel like, if it's genocide, somebody's got to lead the pack, and it shouldn't just be all America. The other countries in the UN should go in, too, with us, but, they won't.
Well, they haven't got a good track record at that anyway. Some very tense moments yesterday at the Houston International Airport. A man is dead after firing a gun, and Homeland Security chased him around and shot him. And I haven't quite figured out what the story was with this.
It was a suicide attempt, actually.
Well, he did. He killed himself.
Yeah.
They shot him, but then he wasn't dead, but he killed himself, as I understand it. Anyway,
a lot of people, it seems like there's this trend where people who want to commit suicide do not want to, they don't know
they
if they're
going
to be able
alone.
To do it themselves. Exactly.
Yeah. Right.
And so they bring these situations in, and it's kind of gross.
The end of the world.
The new reality.
All right, so let's have some good news here.
Yes, please. I need it.
Oil imports have plunged because production has risen. The daily flow of imported crude has fallen off to a 17-year low because we have so much stockpiled. This is the scenario that Newt Gingrich described, that we ought to be paying $2.40 to $2.50 a gallon for gasoline based on what it costs to buy crude oil. It's now below $90 a barrel. I think that it was $88 or $84, somewhere between $84 and $88 a barrel when the price of gasoline was at 2.25. If you get it down to the 70s, it's below $2 a gallon. So the summer driving season may be a little different, a little better. Maybe that'll help the economy a little bit. More people will travel this summer if the gas prices continue to go down. Off 17 cents where I am this week. What are you paying, Jennifer? Kenny told me earlier he was paying, I think, $3.94, which
is... Yeah, it's just under $4.
Right.
Here.
So,
which is great for us. I mean, it's been over $4 for a while.
It shows you how the variety in the cost based on taxes is around the country. Chicago still is the most expensive place to buy, or Northern Illinois, to buy gasoline. It used to be Los Angeles and Southern California. Not so now. Very cheap in the Southeast, in Alabama, Mississippi, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Mississippi. Did I say Mississippi twice?
That's okay.
All right. Anyway, so I think you hold your fingers together, clasped, and you know how you cross your fingers, cross your legs, cross whatever you have to in order to keep the price of gasoline low, because that really will be helpful for the economy this summer. It's 51 past the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival
survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Now 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. How may we make your life better? Given what's gone on here in the last hour, I guess it's time for us to have tech talk, and maybe we can learn something ourselves. And just as sort of an aside, because I make these glib comments about things, this is a very difficult radio program to prepare and to execute. And as a matter of fact, there are many people who are watchers of the business who think this is maybe the most difficult radio program that has ever been produced. Not necessarily because the people who are working on it are difficult, although I've heard that more than once, at least about me. That's not what we're talking about. The technology that it takes to put Jennifer, who's in Los Angeles, Kenny, who's in San Diego, me, who's on my farm in Framingham, Massachusetts, and Roberta, when she's in New York, Richie's in Washington, and all of the people that we have. We have over a dozen, I think 14 different contributors that are on this program either every day or once a week. And to put all of these people together in sort of a room in the sky, because that's really what it is. We are not in a studio together. And someone who has become a new fan of the program in Kansas City couldn't believe that we were not all in the same room, because it sounds like we're talking to each other. Of course we're talking to each other, but we're used to each other, and you have to just kind of listen. Well, anyway, when all of the things that happen to make us sound normal don't work, when there's some kind of technical problem, and that happens, we're working in the Radio America studio facility in Washington, has lots of other activity, lots of other studios, and once in a while, because there's so many wires on the floor, somebody like Michael trips on one of the wires, and then everything falls apart. So that's my technical explanation for maybe something you didn't even notice. But it is appropriate because we're into Tech Talk time. And now our reporter Shelley Palmer is here. He wants to talk about an app that may protect you, people like you who are walking but not paying attention, from running into things or having things run into you. This sounds very exciting, and we'll get the news in a moment here on Good Day.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like GE, Grainger is America's largest industrial distributor of GE lighting products, including LEDs, which use up to 80% less energy. The brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. So call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/GE Lighting today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, you open up Facebook and see someone's posted a YouTube video. Someone's walking down the street, eyes glued to their phone until they walk into something or trip over something, and you laugh and say, I'd never do that. Well, one app that's currently in development may make it so that no one ever does it again. A researcher at the University of Manitoba in Canada is working on an app called Crash Alert, which uses a depth-sensing camera to see things you might run into and pop up a warning on your phone, letting you know it's there. Wouldn't it just be easier to put your phone away and not walk and text? The researcher says he's developing the app because of how attached we become to our phones and thinks the connection to our devices is only going to get stronger in the future. As we become more in tune with our connected world, ideas like this may seem silly, but they may also be helpful. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Okay, everybody, so Jim is going to take us all through the company's plans for marketing, sales, and manufacturing for the next 5 years across every facet of our global business. Then, we'll break for lunch at Buffalo Wild Wings. Jim?
Okay. Growth.
Ha! Great presentation, Jim. Thank you. Lunch, everybody?
Lunch at Buffalo Wild Wings. Amazing burgers, deliciously hot wings, and great sports. That's the lunch you can't wait to get to.
Who wants more wings?
Oh, yeah!
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
At Hotels.com, we've got thousands of deals for every occasion. Father's Day? We've got a deal that day. Earth Day? Hotels.com has you covered. Your mom's dog's cousin's birthday? Chances are we've got a deal that day, too. But we'll check with legal. And low prices, we've always got those. Because Hotels.com is always making sure we've got the best deals for you every day.
And now through May 20th, save up to 30% on your favorite San Francisco hotels. Book now only at Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
This week, Instagram launched photo tagging. What do you know about that, Kenny? It updates rolling out. I don't understand how this works. What is Instagram? What is photo tagging?
Photo tagging, I believe that's the same as the tagging on Facebook, where you can tag who's in the pictures.
Yeah, okay. So that's what they're at. So that sounds interesting. If you're into that sort of thing, Pinterest, all those connections, you can check.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.